This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and all over the country, the great radio stations, including out there in Salt Lake and down there in the Caribbean, where we're letting the people know on AM 1000 what's coming their direction, and all across and around the world, too. Hello to India, our newest market, via the internet and the satellite. And yes, I'm talking about the country of India. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers, the men and women out there in the 18-wheelers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget, you can find us on Twitter at Captain's America. And check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All kinds of interesting things over there. You can also listen to the show over there. The podcast is over there. Everything you need to know. All righty. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, hour number two. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we still don't have the infrastructure bill, the $1.2 trillion. And again, that's because there's somebody holding it up. I don't know if it's one or two somebody's, but somebody's holding it up. Schumer was bragging yesterday about having the votes and this, that, and the other. Well, if that's the case, why didn't they pass it?
Well, of course. Of course. Well, you know, they're trying to spin. They're trying to make sure that, you know, this horrible, you know, bill that they are proposing, you know, somehow they think they're going to get it over the finish line. But they can't do that, Captain, unless they, I think, unless they really come down on this thing and make it about actual infrastructure and drop off all the other amendments and stuff like that. If they want to win, I think that's what they got to do.
Shuler said they'll pass it the easy way or the hard way, and this bill is over 50% related with the new Green Deal.
Well, right, right. Because, again, they have to take every single opportunity to push it in that direction. I don't think the American people want the new Green Deal as understood and from AOC and the Squad and the far left. They don't want that. Everybody wants to find ways to be more energy efficient, all those wonderful things that we all can do. However, it seems like the Green New Deal is just another way of forcing down our throats the power that the far left actually wants to wield.
Well, I got a great way to be more energy efficient when it comes to a car. Number one, back off the gas pedal, and number two, use the cruise control.
Well, sure. Sure, there's all kinds of ways. I remember, you remember the gas crisis back in the 70s?
Oh, do I?
Yeah, there were all kinds of things that were out there, you know, don't do rabbit starts and stops and plan your day, you know, don't go out multiple times a day, you know, plan your trip and go to the store and go to this and go to that, doing one trip, you know, that kind of thing. There's all kinds of stuff we can do.
Yeah.
Yep. Otherwise they want to tell you what to do.
Now, I'm going to date myself here, but when I first started driving a car, regular gas was 29 cents a gallon.
Wow.
29 cents a gallon. And it didn't see a dollar for at least the first 10 years of my driving a vehicle.
I'll bet. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, of course, it's into the stratosphere,
yeah,
to say the
well,
least.
Well, they've got you. Now, I want to talk about Chicago for a minute because there was an arrest made in the shooting, the killing of the police officer and the wounding of the other one, and they did arrest a gang member. Did you see the picture of that guy?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, this was absolute positive proof that these gangs, okay, executing them isn't good enough. When they catch these people, they convict them. I think we need to do something different. Instead of just throwing them in the electric chair, we certainly can't keep them for life. When you kill a cop, that's it, you're done. How about if we hang them? Let's do it the old-fashioned way. We hang them in a public square, and then we hang them by the feet upside down, let their body stay there for two or three days, and let everybody see what happened to their buddy that shot the cop.
Well, you know,
now I'm being pretty drastic here, but I mean, we've got to do something like that to wake these people up.
Well, you know, the killing of Chicago police officer Ella French is just a terrible tragedy. You know, there's no doubt about that.
The country is mad as hell over this. The country,
yes,
not
yes,
just Chicago.
Well, exactly, of course. But again, it's there's people sense that there's something going on where these kinds of things are becoming so much more commonplace, and the whatever it is that allows these people to do what they do, it's just beyond me to be a killer. That is something that, you know, we just can't allow any longer in our society when something like
that. So now let's go over to Missouri's Congresswoman Cori Bush, who's the one that went after the McCluskeys. And by the way, Mr. McCluskey is now a friend of ours and following us on Facebook and listening to the show.
That's right, yeah.
Yep. How about Cori Bush? She's got a new title. What is it?
Well, this is her word, Captain, not ours. She has self-described herself as a, quote, politivist. A politivist, which
wow,
is her word for an activist who legislates. But now she says her kids have been radicalized.
Too, yeah, her kids
yeah,
have been radicalized. Yeah, isn't that wonderful? Something to be proud of.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that means their lifespan is probably not as long as she thinks. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And I'm going to let Nancy give you the phone number. Kathy's going to give you the phone number right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Kathy. And this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Now, MyPillow this week is turned over. He's over on Frank Speech, his personal website, communications website. And he's starting today with a three-day symposium at frankspeech.com. So I want you to listen to what Mike Lindell is up to here.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products. But they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Now, I can guarantee you, and I'm going to bring Kyle in here, I can guarantee you, Kyle, that frankspeech.com is going to be overwhelmed because he's got 12 million followers. And if he's going to add another several million to that, boy, oh boy. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So frankspeech.com, the website, but don't forget you can call a phone number too. All right? You can call a phone number, 800-641-5459. That phone number,
800-641-5459, and you can get in that way. But in order to hear the symposium or see it, you have to use a promo code. The promo code you use is CAPTAIN at frankspeech.com, CAPTAIN, for the three-day symposium. And you'll see a lot of things on sale there that'll be even lower priced than what you saw, Matt, on MyPillow.com for this special three-day event. So frankspeech.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459, and that'll get you right in the dooryard. Okay, Kyle, we have got on the telephone line a friend of the show, and last night, because of what he said, we're going to give him a new title. So we've got 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa, a.k.a. the coach.
Let's get down to it. That would be Vincent T. Lombardi. All you have to do is ask Tom Brady if he got the game plans. If he's a stand-up guy, he'll say, yes, we got the game plans from Vincent T. Lombardi, and we executed them to perfection, and we won the Super Bowl. We won seven games in a row after we bet the debacle on Monday night against the Bears. So praise God. I want to give the Lord Jesus Christ all the praise and all the glory and all the honor for that Super Bowl victory, because if we lost at home in Tampa, we would have never lived it down. Let's get down to business here. The only reason I'm not a head coach in the National Football League is I got 440 idiots and 100 idiots in the Senate who are trying to pass $1.2 trillion we don't have. They don't care about the American people. They banned the 45th president from his free speech. The president of the United States, Donald Trump, still not on Twitter, still not able to post anything. Donald, you need to toughen up. Let me say something. When you were 45, I'm you when you were 45. When you were 45, you kicked butt, okay? You wouldn't have let some of this stuff happen, okay? And you did a heck of a job because you kept your word as president, but you're not tough enough. Cuomo, you need to step down. You're a disaster. Let me tell Mitch McConnell and the rest of you, anyone who's kinfolk to any of these idiot Democrats or Republicans, they're all in the same cartel, as Rush Limbaugh say. They're all in the same cabal. If you're kin to these people, you better doggone make sure that they don't vote for this $1.2 trillion while Barack Obama's having a mask. Don't put your kid, if they want to make your kid wear a mask, take them out of school. Your kid is too athletic to be wearing a mask all day. It's a disgrace. God bless. Stand up for our cops. Another 74 people got shot in Chicago, but they won't say anything about it. They're letting these illegals cross the border, but they don't care about that with no vaccine. But they're going to tell you what. Get the freak out of here, you corrupt politicians. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops. And more importantly, stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's get to work. Peace.
All right, Kyle, what do you think?
Very interesting. Yeah.
Okay, well, he brought some points home. We'll get some comments in the chat room here in a minute, I'm sure.
I'm sure we will.
But there you go. So, you know, and he does get the blood going there. And, of course, we appreciate him with what he says. Not everybody appreciates what he says, but we appreciate it because it's an opinion, and everybody's got an opinion, and you're entitled to get it out in the air. Now, I want to go back to Senator Bill Cassidy, the Republican senator from Louisiana. And did you see John Kennedy last night on television?
I didn't get to catch him last night, no.
Well, last week, this Senator Cassidy was on Laura Ingraham's show talking about, well, we have the best chance to stop on that $3.5 trillion package that the Democrats are sitting on back there. If we can just get this $1.2 trillion infrastructure through, that'll stop the other thing and this, that, and the other. And, oh, by the way, it's all paid for. Yeah, it's all paid for. You don't need to worry about that. The guy lied through his teeth, this Cassidy. So you got to wonder what he was promised on this, what he's got in there for pork. And Kennedy came in there and just absolutely lambasted him and all these other clowns that are voting for this thing, because what they're going to do is they're going to take the $1.5 trillion infrastructure package that they're currently voting on today at 11 a.m., right?
Right.
And they're going to add it to the $3.5 trillion that's sitting back there, put through one huge, big package, and then we're all going to be new green dealed and pretty much the life will change as we know it.
Big time. You know, people really aren't going to see the major effects of the Biden administration and the Democrat-controlled Congress until they start having to pay taxes on the next go-around, especially. But, of course, they see an inflation, all these near-term things. But when it really hits, it's going to be, I think, devastating to a lot of people. Of course, you know, they keep telling us, well, they'll pay for it, and don't worry, the rich will pay for it. Well, it turns out, if you have money, you're rich. I think they probably consider you to be
rich. You aren't going to pay for it. It's everybody else is, with all the little hidden taxes and this, that, and the other.
Right. Well, yep. well. Again, yeah, they don't care. They just want to get this stuff through.
It's exactly what Donald Trump said, and nobody paid attention to him. And he's, once again, absolutely 100% correct with what he predicted and what he said.
Yeah, and it's irrefutable. And I think, Captain, a lot of people are even seeing some reaction in the media now, too, to some of the things the Biden administration is doing. And because it can't be hidden. You can't talk it away or spin it away.
Yep. Now, Nancy Pelosi's archbishop smacked her down again for supporting tax-funded abortion, saying that Catholics stand for human life. Nancy didn't say a word.
Well, that's because, again, it's not politically expedient. In fact, it's politically detrimental to her and her constituency. But let me tell you this, though. We look at all these different polls over a long period of time, and the American people do not want the federal government to pay for abortions using federal tax dollars.
That's right.
To do that. So this is out of step with what the vast majority of the American people want. This is something, again, that they continue to push from the Democrat Party elite.
And back in the day, people got excommunicated for stuff like this.
Well, sure. And, you know, who knows how she's going to react. She's probably just going to ignore it. But right now, of course, you know, to get rid of the Hyde Amendment and Joe Biden, this was an epic flip-flop that he did, by the way.
So Tokyo Olympics are done, right?
Right.
Beijing 2022 now moves into the spotlight, right?
Right, right.
Calls for boycotting that are there, too, right?
Right, of course.
And I don't know where this is going to go, but, again, I did not watch 5 seconds of the Olympics in Tokyo. And if they're going to continue to do what they're doing with all this crap and taking knees and, you know, disrespecting our flag. First of all, if I was the coach of the Olympic team, those people that did that would have been on a plane going back to the United States and would not have competed.
Well, I think so many Americans tuned out of the Olympics.
That's because of that.
Yeah, for this very reason. And unfortunately, it just takes a long time, I think, to finally filter through the go woke, go broke thing. I can't imagine what the network people are saying and the advertisers. And this is a debacle. Yeah,
and we do have another problem over in Afghanistan, as the fourth provincial capital has fallen into Taliban hands. Americans are now being warned to get out now by available commercial flights, especially anybody who's got anything to do with the American embassy. There's no support from the UN or any other allies to help the Afghan government right now. They are totally on their own. They seem to be inept. They need to get off their high horses and get the hell out of Dodge, too, because they're going to get destroyed by the Taliban.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics here, and we're going to let Ron Edwards take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC is advising travelers to avoid France, Israel, and several other countries as COVID cases rise in those destinations. France and Israel join Aruba, Iceland, Thailand, Eswatini, and French Polynesia as the latest destinations moved to the very high level, meaning they've had more than 500 cases per 100,000 residents in the last 28 days. The CDC added another 16 destinations to the very high-risk category last week, including Greece and Ireland. And a federal judge says that she doubts the legality of the White House's latest eviction moratorium, but may not have the power to change it. U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich made the comments in the case of a group of Alabama landlords seeking an injunction against the CDC's moratorium on evictions in counties with high or substantial transmission of COVID. Judge Friedrich had declared in May that the CDC did not have the authority to order a pause on evictions. She said she would issue a ruling on the latest moratorium soon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's my pal Mark Walters, who you can hear on many of these same stations, especially on the weekend, the Monster Cats, Sunday nights. And then he's on during the week on a lot of these same stations right here. Now, you can go to Geico.com, that's G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, to find out what I already know, and that's Geico Insurance can save people a lot of money. And they've been doing just that for more than 75 years, and currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico audience or even the website, geico.com, can give you a quote on just about everything you own. The car you're driving, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle, the ATV, the boat, the RV. How about if you want to bundle it, you want to save some real serious money, put your homeowner's policy on there. Put your renter's insurance policy on there, your condo insurance policy on there. Bundle it together, and you'll save a boatload of money, too. That's what I've done. My homeowners and my car are on there, and I save a lot of money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And while you're there, don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And you can also get the name of your local agent if you want to do things sitting in front of an agent. All righty, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, Dr. Ben Carson has said Biden's CDC's eviction halt is illegal, and I think I remember them admitting to the fact that they knew that that was illegal.
Well, President Biden himself, you know, said, well, you don't know what the court's going to say. I'm just paraphrasing here. But he really indicated that they were just going to do this. They figured it's probably not going to pass or it's not going to be upheld, but it's going to buy the time that they want for this. Can you imagine that, Captain? The American president saying, we're going to break the law because we know that we don't have the power to do this. The CDC doesn't have the power to do this, but we're just going to see how it goes. And they're doing it only for political reasons. Of course, I get it. He's a politician. But can you imagine that, Captain? This is where we're at now.
Yeah, where's that song when you need a Judas Priest? Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Breaking. That's right. Yeah. Breaking the law. And because, again, remember, this was a snapback because they came out first and said, we can't do this. The Supreme Court has said, yada, yada, yada. But then there was the big backlash from the far left, and then Biden caved again.
Yep. And the CDC, by the way, is now also urging avoiding travel to Israel, France, and Thailand over the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, that's right. Israel, France, Thailand, and other destinations, including Aruba, Iceland, French Polynesia, Thailand, as I think you mentioned, as well. So this is a big deal.
Little Dr. Fauci, the person that the country can't get enough of, who I would personally help load on an airplane and send to Timbuktu on a one-way ticket. Little Dr. Fauci says, I believe the mandates at the local level need to be done.
Yep, that's exactly what he's saying. So here we go. It was, you got to wear a mask and this kind of stuff, and now you got to get vaccinated, but now it's going to be a mandate. Although, again, we're going to see this happening in private industry. We're going to see this happening for restaurants and movie theaters and cruise lines that we see what's going on in Florida right now. It's going to become pervasive. And if it gets approved fully beyond the emergency approval that's there right now, which is obviously it's also an arduous process, it's going to become mainstream. That's where this is heading.
Yeah. And Jen Psaki has come out and said, we still need relief bills despite the economic gains.
Well, of course, this is the message that they're giving. The message they're giving is it's getting worse. In fact, just the other day, Dr. Fauci said it's going to get worse, basically. And they're banking. I hate to say it, but they're banking on the Delta variant. They're banking on more problems.
That's why they keep sending the illegals into areas where nobody knows they're going because they're contaminating people everywhere they go.
Well, what other conclusion can we come to? Because again, it is the opposite of smart to have these things happening.
Okay. Speaking of the opposite of smart, we have a caller on the line. So let's see what's going on. And it's Backgammon Bob. Good morning.
Yes, sir, Captain. I believe I've got a good suggestion for the violence up in Chicago.
What?
Got 4 points. Number one, flood the streets with police or martial law. Number two, enact stop and frisk. Number three, short to medium sentences. They don't want to send them away, give them a chance to come back at 3 years or less at hard labor or on a chain gang. And number four, and I think one of the most important, is concealed carry for people with clean records. All right. Be strong. Be of good courage. God bless America. Long live the Republic. All right.
Well, you bring some a very interesting point there, Kyle. And first of all, martial law won't happen, so that one's out because they – we're talking Chicago, all right? But I do believe I heard somebody talking about point number two yesterday in the police department.
Right. Was that the stop and frisk?
Yep.
You're talking about? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, of course, this is what we saw happening in New York City way
and
back.
And it worked. And it worked.
Exactly. Exactly. In other words, the reason, by the way, the reason why it's getting this far gone is because of the people saying defund the police. And then elevating the criminal factions, it seems, and at the same time demonizing law enforcement. I mean, talk about a recipe for disaster. This is exactly what they've put together for some reason, you know, that doesn't make sense to regular folks across the highways and byways. You just don't do this. It's not smart.
By the way, we have a little Dr. Fauci sighting in the chat room.
Oh, let me see. Yeah. I think I have an idea. It might be Jeff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It might be Jeff.
Okay.
And yes, it is. Yes.
People who have recovered from COVID now have retained their broad and effective longer-term immunity to the disease, according to a new study. So, therefore, here we go again. Why do they need a shot?
That's a very good question. You'll hear some medical people saying, well, if you get the shot, then you get extra protection, basically. But the very fact, Captain, that we're not seeing the American government seriously look at what differentiates people who've had COVID from those who had the vaccine, or those who have different medical histories and so forth. They're trying a one-size-fits-all, when in reality they could be actually trying to approach this, well, dare I say, from a scientific standpoint.
Well, here you go, scientific standpoint. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster has rejected the mask mandates in the school, saying, we're not going to do that here.
Yes, well, again, I think you'll see a lot more of this kind of thing. Parents certainly don't want masks, but this is part and parcel of the Delta variant talking points, and that is, and again, it's a real virus, it's a real thing, but they're trying to now emphasize that children are vulnerable, and this goes directly to the mask for school.
By the way, I saw a woman walking with two children yesterday on the sidewalk. She had one of those neck bandanas, had it down, and her face was exposed, and the two little kids were walking along with masks on.
Mm-hmm. Well, again,
tell me that made any sense in 95-degree weather.
Well, exactly right. Well, that's because many in the media and the government elite folks, they've succeeded in scaring a lot of people, and the people are afraid to take off their mask. Yeah.
Now, do you know what's underway in America right now besides trying to make us all communists?
Well, certainly wealth redistribution.
Yes, sir. Wealth redistribution in America is well underway, and this was the real effect of the lockdowns on the small businesses, was to take that money and turn around and give it to the people that weren't going to work regardless of what happened.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why I think the Democrats are really trying to recreate the circumstances of 2020.
Right.
Because to them, that's a boon. See, this is why it becomes so insidious. It's a boon for them if nobody can go back to work, you know, in the grand sense, if they can then tell people, don't worry, we're going to send you checks every month.
Right.
And essentially take over in a much more way that we've seen happen in different parts of the world in history, namely, Soviet Union or what goes on in China, this kind of stuff, where you have a very, very centralized power base that tells you what job you're going to have, tells you what you're going to make, kind of stuff.
And finally, as we go to the break, there's 18 Senate Republicans who put the so-called infrastructure bill, the $1.5 trillion, over the filibuster hurdle to bring it to a vote today at 11 a.m. We'll see if all of them stick together and give them the number of votes they need to pass the bill, 60.
Yep, we will see.
Yeah, or I'm sorry, 51. It's just a simple majority.
Right.
We'll see if they get it. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Tuesday morning. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's
800-998-7173. Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, Donna Don up there, Carrollton, Georgia. We appreciate them doing that for us very much so, and hope that they're doing fine this morning. When you see those coaches that say Star Coach on them, that's Don Newen's company that he runs. Okay, now, this portion of the program, Trucker Sidewind Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J near you. When you see it out there in the road, pull on in there. Want to say hello to Trucker Eric. He's over, where did he say here, Brady, Nebraska, and he's going, I guess, to the east. Be careful there going over towards Illinois. You got tornadoes bouncing around Illinois tonight there. Trucker Eric, and he said the wind's whipping around pretty good right now. Anyway, okay, well, let's get going. We're going to go dancing, so Eric can go dancing down the highway here. Here we go.
Yeah.
we got Eric dancing all the way to Lincoln, Nebraska tonight. How about that, Eric, Kyle?
Yes, exactly. No, that's a really good one. Again, from Saturday Night Fever and the Bee Gees, they just made great records. There's just no doubt about it.
Yeah, and that song there was from a concert in Australia, so that's why you heard the applauding and all that sort of stuff. All right, I want you to go ahead and give your end of the weather there, and then I got to get going here with this other stuff, but go for it.
Okay, thank you, Captain. Okay, folks, we've got some flash flood watches to tell you about tonight coming across I-10 in Southern California if you're in the Banning or Palm Springs area. Also, if you're heading up Interstate 15 going north out of Victorville heading towards Barstow, you want to be careful of that. In Colorado, of course, air quality alert covering the entire state. They're making some headway on that closure at Glenwood Canyon for I-70, but it's still going to be a while, unfortunately. They were able to remove some debris, but fire weather warnings persist in central Wyoming, also in southern Montana, southeastern Montana. That means low humidity, high gusty winds as well. Air quality alert, central Idaho, excessive heat watch over Washington, most of Oregon tonight, and, of course, heat advisories down where the bootleg fire is burning. And, Captain, the green or the Dixie fire continues to burn, and it has burned some 500,000 acres, I believe.
Yeah, okay. Well, we got a lot of rain tonight in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan as well as the northern part of Wisconsin, to include Green Bay and the northern west part of Michigan tonight right there on the east side of Lake Michigan, but this is the Michigan side. Very high heat warnings for most of Iowa, the southeastern corner of Nebraska, half of Kansas, half of Oklahoma, the northeastern corner to include the Metroplex along I-35, I-20, I-30 of Dallas and Texas, and over in the northern part of Louisiana, the upper portion of Mississippi, all of Missouri, let's see, all of Illinois, the northern part of Indiana. By the way, there's been some really violent weather floating around Illinois tonight. We've had a bunch of tornadoes touch down. Haven't heard a lot about the damage, though, have you, Kyle?
Well, we have heard is that there was some damage reported in, I believe, one of the farm areas there.
DeKalb County?
DeKalb County.
Uh-huh.
And some damage to a roof. Also, a 50-year-old tree upended.
All right, and you got a lot of heat tonight up in New England and across I-87 coming out of New York City, going up all the way to Quebec and, of course, central New York. You do have some heat warnings along the eastern seaboard as well. But here we go with the big stuff coming our way. There is a storm. Currently, it's called Tropical Cyclone Number 6, but by the middle of this morning, it will be a tropical storm, and it is coming towards Florida. Now, it's coming right down the slot, and it looks like as if this is going to stay out away from the mountains, so there's not going to be much of anything to impede it. However, it looks like it's coming towards the Florida area as a tropical storm. Right now, it's too early to tell what it's going to do, but everybody here in Florida should be paying attention to what it is that's coming our direction, and it will be on the weekend. It'll probably be sometime Saturday and certainly Sunday, where this could affect Florida. But tropical storm warnings and conditions are going on right now. Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, as well as the Leeward Islands and our affiliate over there, AM1000, we're letting you guys know that we're letting you know what's coming your way a little bit later today. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
See you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. We appreciate him. Right now, let's go to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And, gosh, I don't even know where in the hell to start. I mean, there's so much news out there. How about this one? Andrew Cuomo, okay, I got several reports yesterday that came in off the, not just the wire, but, pardon me, people calling me up saying, hey, did you hear that Cuomo's trying to cut a deal? Well, he is. He's trying to cut a deal with the Assembly to not be impeached.
Yeah, if there's going to be any kind of, I mentioned it yesterday on your show, if we're going to espouse American values and if we're going to have any kind of law and order,
yep.
This cannot happen. I mean, he has to go one way or the other.
Yep.
And here at this point, I would just as soon impeach him to show that the system works. Because I don't want him to resign.
Nope.
I think that's the easy way out.
Yeah, he wants he wants to resign without being prosecuted. That's what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
So. And I don't think that's going to happen because another woman has filed criminal charges against him. That makes two. And another woman has come forward. That makes 12.
Let's do this. You know, with Governor Newsom right behind him.
Yep, I totally agree. Okay, you know, this is something that we're going to keep our eyes on because, again, I'm in constant contact with the people up there in New York, some of them who are still in politics, and they're telling me Cuomo's not going to skate on this one. I've had a lot of people going, oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. He's going to get out. He's going to get out. I don't think so. I really don't think so. So we'll talk about that and more on the other side of the break. Coming up right now, I'll be back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to give you the phone number to call.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.